Well, first of all, let me just say this. This is the first episode of 2019. Nigga, we made it. So, happy new year, y'all. First episode of 2019 is going to, unfortunately, be about R. Kelly because something is wrong with him. And I personally was... let me just tell y'all. Let me do a little bit of background. So, there's this docuseries that came on Lifetime. It's still coming on. I've seen about 4 parts of it. It might be like 5 or 6 parts. But they have yet to come on. They come on Lifetime. And it's talking about basically the history of R. Kelly being a pedophile. This docuseries is called Surviving R. Kelly. Now, let me just say, before I even get into this, let me tell y'all my opinion of R. Kelly. Ever since I was younger, I think this happened maybe 2002, 2003. When I know who R. Kelly is. You know, I'm black. I grew up in a black household. My parents, you know what I'm saying, they didn't really play him too much, but I've heard R. Kelly from different family members, you know? So, you know, he's cool. There's no denying that R. Kelly is a... He's very talented. Very talented. Almost a genius. So let's not get that confused. But as a person, he is a horrible person. And let me tell you, I stopped listening to R. Kelly music in 2003. I think I was about 13. I just didn't like his music anymore. After he went through that trial of pissing on that underage girl. I think the girl was either 14 or 15. I can't remember. But it was a videotape that came out of him having sex with the underage girl and pissing on her, peeing in her mouth, on her head, on wherever, you know, just straight degrading. Now, as a child, in 2003, I was about 12 years old. So let me tell you something. As a child, I had sense enough to be like, something is wrong with this man. I can't listen to his music. You know, I can't get jiggy with this shit. And I decided that at a young age. Even though when Trapped in the Closet came out, I did watch it. But to me, I always knew was the underlining meaning in that Trapped in the Closet thing. Because musicians, especially when they're as gifted as R. Kelly, and he's responsible. He produces his music, right? So he's a fucking genius, honestly. He's a good artist. But when you're an artist, you tend to do music on personal, real life experiences. You know, things that's going on with you. That's how you relate to your crowd. Well, no, sir. I can't relate to you because you're talking about, you know, you feel like you're trapped in the closet. I mean, my thing is, if you really look back in history and look at R. Kelly songs, all the signs was there, especially when I was younger and I heard that he married Aaliyah at 15. Ding dong, something went off my head. That is wrong. You don't do that. A 27-year-old man, and she, you know it was wrong because she had to lie about her age on the marriage certificate. So, you know, I've been hip to something being wrong with R. Kelly. Why? Black people in America, just period. Why people, his fans, just decided to sweep all that shit under the rug? I will never fucking know. So, in my opinion, something's wrong with you. You know, I say something on Instagram. Can you separate the man from the music? No, I cannot. No, the fuck I can't. And let me tell you why. Because, and I use this example is, it doesn't matter who it is. If Drake, and I hate to fucking use Drake, I'm so sorry. But Drake, if it came out tomorrow that Drake was a pedophile sleeping with underage girls, Drake would be caught too. Like, period. I'm not fucking condoning shit like that. My kids will not listen to you, period. Like, I will not bump your shit because I know there's underlining messages in your music and you're sick, and I cannot separate the music from the man because at the end of the day, the man is still making the music. Like, what the fuck is y'all really saying? No, I cannot. But anyway, let's go into I'm gonna go a little deeper into the subject. So, towards the end of the docuseries, okay, I went over Aaliyah, him peeing on the girl. My thing about R. Kelly was, because people chose to be paid off, sweep shit under the rug. See, when you don't take care of situations when they first arise, they get worse. So now I hear that R. Kelly is holding underage women hostage, but it's not really hostage because of the state of Illinois. Their 17-year-old is considered grown, so, and they're not saying that they're being held hostage either, I think. So he's not getting in trouble for this, you know. He, on the docuseries, the women say that they have to call him daddy, and they have to ask him what to eat, shit, sleep, shower, leave the room, leave. Of course, if you gotta ask all that, you gotta ask to leave the premises. They're not allowed to look at other men in their face or anybody else. He cuts off communication with them and their family. He doesn't even let, and it's multiple girls, so he doesn't even let them communicate with each other. What in the fuck is going on? Like, why is this man not locked underneath the jail? You know what I'm saying? Y'all was so quick to jump on. And let me tell you why he's not underneath the jail. Because it's happening to black women. See, when Bill Cosby, he drugged all those white women. Oh, y'all put that ass in jail. The white people made sure they put that ass under the jail. 80 fucking five, or however the fuck old Bill Cosby, 80 or not, they convicted him. R. Kelly, you know, I did see in the docuseries, the reason why he got away with it is because the girl that he peed on would not testify, and neither would the family. So what I am thinking is he definitely paid them off. Like, it's fucking clear. And I had no idea that Sparkle's niece was the victim. I had no idea. And, you know, you have to watch who you bring around certain people, you know what I'm saying? Especially when you already know in the back of the mind something wrong with them. You know, Sparkle, he married Aaliyah when he was 15, so why in the fuck would you bring your niece around him? You know, that was all money related. So she don't want to say that, but you're dead wrong. Who does that? Who fucking does that? All the people that was on that docuseries and said, oh, they seen, you know, they seen it going on, they just didn't say anything. Y'all are just as guilty as him. How the fuck is that acceptable? You see that. You see that this shit is wrong. You see this man having sex with an underage girl. They say he always has underage girls all around his house. It seems like he don't like women over the age of 17. Even though he married his wife, she was older. I'm not... That's weird to me. Where, like, I don't know, that's just weird to me how he decided to marry her, but his fetish is usually with younger women. I don't give a fuck. And I see people on the internet defending this shit, and I'm just like, who the fuck are you? Like, we need to be looking out for you, because you sound crazy. You're talking about, oh, they just trying to keep a black man down. Don't let this distract you from the little girl that got killed in Texas. I can't remember her name, but the 7-year-old girl got killed in Texas. First of all, it's not distracting us from nothing, okay? This motherfucking man been a pedophile. It's just people want to all of a sudden now react in 2019, which I fucking completely don't get. Why are y'all surprised? Like, this man was on trial for child pornography. That's basically what that is. Having sex with a minor and then taping it. And he had multiple tapes. He had pictures. That's sick. So you could go back and watch these tapes and look at these pictures and, you know, remember the times you had. He would have threesomes with underage women. You are a sick fuck. So all the niggas out here, all y'all defending him, I'm questioning you, my nigga. I'm questioning if you a fucking sicko. Because you look fucking sick right now as well. Like, it's almost like you're condoning the shit. No, let's not play the fucking race card on this one. Like, how about that? Let's not do that. Because this has nothing to fucking do with race. This man is sick. And yes, shit like this happens every day. Multiple families around the world. It is probably a fucking pedophile in your family right now. I know I have two in my family, very well aware of them. And one of them I confronted because they did something close to somebody to me, very close and dear to me. I don't fucking play around. I don't fuck with pedophiles, as nobody should. I don't condone that shit. I don't excuse that shit. You know what I'm saying? They did start from the beginning saying that R. Kelly was molested as a child. And usually, I find that when when they talk about rapists, serial rapists, and people who do that stuff, generally those people are molested as a child. So, but still, you know what I'm saying? You need help. You know something is wrong with you. You know this shit not right. That's R. Kelly was hiding in plain sight. Period, point blank. All the fucking signs was there, and y'all fucking chose to ignore them. And the parents of these girls, I'm definitely looking at you fucking sideways, because y'all don't watch y'all children. Y'all don't keep an eye on y'all children. What the fuck do y'all be doing? And let me say something. You know, I'm just going to fuck off today. First episode of the year, I'm going to fucking to the little bitch that was 14 years old, and she was on the docuseries, preferably, I think, part three and four. She might have been on both, with the fucked up wig. Your little 14 grown ass had no fucking business at a grown ass man trial, celebrity or not, for fucking child pornography, fucking statutory rape charges. Where the fuck was... She said her mom was a single mom and worked a lot, so it was easy. Listen here, single mom or not, you need to keep tabs on your fucking kids. How in the fuck does she not know her child, my 15-year-old daughter, she not coming home at night? What the fuck type shit is that? You, Missy, you, and you was all in that man's face, and then you became a hostage after a while because your ass was fast and grown. Of course, that was probably easy prey for it for him. Your little grown ass talking about you a virgin. You know, you really, you do have to hold everybody accountable in this situation. The grown ass little girls, the parents, R. Kelly, the people who witnessed this shit for years and didn't say shit. All of y'all are to fucking blame. Period. Like, this man is basically to the point where he is holding girls hostage as sex slaves. Underage girls. And when, let me say something. When he met Aaliyah, Aaliyah was 12 years old. He was looking at her from the time she was 12. Made his move at 15. Married her. They said on a docuseries, one day the door flung open and he was having sex with Aaliyah. What the fuck you think was going on if they got married? Duh. They been fucked. Listen, I know kids can be naive sometimes, and Aaliyah kind of takes me as that girl before she got famous. She was probably naive. But parents, you have to really be involved in your kids' life. Talk to them and know what the fuck is going on. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing I can say about my parents. I could talk to them about anything. And when I have a child one day, and even my niece, I want them to be able to feel like they could talk to me about anything. You need to be in tune and what the fuck is going on in your child's life. If shit like this happen, or they out here robbing people, or they out here, you know what I'm saying? Just because a child is a teenager, that doesn't mean, you know, oh, I could just be lax about... No, that's when the fuck you need to watch them the most. You know what I'm saying? Like, the shit... I know you can't keep tabs on your kids at all times, but goddamn, like, if my child wasn't coming home for days in a row, what the fuck? What the fuck? And I just keep thinking about how fast these girls was. When I was 14... My boyfriend was 16 years old. I lost my virginity. Now, I did lose my virginity when I was 15. But I feel like I was mature and knowledgeable. Like I said, my boyfriend, I was 15, so he was 17 at the time. Or he might have still been 16. I knew to use a condom. You know what I'm saying? Some of these girls was getting pregnant. Like they said, Aaliyah got pregnant. A couple of them girls got pregnant. And I just feel like I had sense. I never dated no one over the age of 18. Now, when I was 16, I got another boyfriend. He was 18, and I even felt sketchy about that. Like, all right, he 18, you know, that's pushing it, but, you know, I really liked him, so cool. And when I was younger, I did lie about my age, but I didn't lie drastically. Like, I was 14, probably lied and said I was 15. Something like that. But bitches be, like, 14 talking about they 21. What the fuck? Like, and I feel like when I was 14, I looked like I was 14. Now, these girls do not look like they 14. And it is easy to be tricked. But R. Kelly, no excuse. The women in the 90s, they look fucking their age. You know what I'm saying? You like underage women. Period. So, I just had to get that off my chest. I have a strong feeling about just pedophiles in general, R. Kelly, like, he has always thought me, or he reminds me of, like, the creepy dude, like, the dude on Set It Off that was on top of Jada Pinkett, and she needed that money. That's not funny, but that's who he remind me of, like, the sweaty motherfucker, old man, just trying to, you know what I'm saying, get with you. It's really weird. But anyway, that concludes my episode. This is at least part one. I might do a part two. This concludes my episode for the day. And I will see y'all on the next episode. Peace.